Okay, so we're in the section here in Perek Daled dealing with why the Torah doesn't mention Olam Haba. We saw three reasons. We're in the middle of the fourth one. The fourth reason, he said, we saw the first half of the fourth reason. We'll summarize it quickly, and then we'll go into the second one. The more kasher to understand this. It's very difficult. It's different to what we've always understood. And it's a big, big sugya. It's not a simple sugya, and we'll try and at least see what he says about it. But there's much to be said about this, and it's not, don't paskin according to what you learn here. That's all. A lot of Torah here. So we said the fourth reason why the Torah doesn't mention reward and punishment of Olam Haba is that the person doesn't really truly deserve Schayin Olam Haba just because he did good deeds. As he explains, he becomes fit to receive reward from Hashem through two factors. In other words, without these two factors, if a person was just doing good deeds, he wouldn't be zeichet to Olam Haba. Pscha of Olam Haba, pscha bichlal, pashtus. Okay, oh, there's a front. So the first thing that can enable a person to get his scha in Olam Haba that he doesn't deserve is if he'll bring other people to Avodas Hashem. He'll teach other people. He'll teach righteousness. He'll whatever. He'll do kiruv. He'll get other people involved in this endeavor. So then, through that, he'll have the schus to get reward in the world to come. That's the one factor we spoke about last week. There's much more to be said about that. We just okay. We'll see the second factor, and then maybe we'll try and have a look at it. It's a very, very difficult sugya, not poshut. Shalom, Rabbi Yonatan. So let's see the second factor of why, of how a person go about getting his chelek in Olam Haba. The first one is to involve other people in avodas Hashem. And the second one, v'asheni, chesed me'elokim u'nedav toiva. Because of Hashem's chesed, his goodness, his generosity. Kmo shekosuv, this posuk is mamash a hard posuk. U'lecho Hashem chosed, you're paying the person according to his deeds as a chesed. It seems a stirrer. If I'm doing the deeds and that's what I'm getting reward, then I don't need chesed, I'm getting paid. And if it's a chesed, then it's not because of my deeds. No, it's a chesed Hashem does for you when he gives you reward for what you're doing. We'll see why now. It means I'm doing something good. And I think because I did something good, this is how we've been brought up, you get schar. You did a mitzvah, you get schar. Schar in Olam Haba, schar mitzvah baha al meleka. We've always understood that, right? And Yahweh is saying, no, the reason you're getting schar is because Hashem's chesed. You have to do the mitzvah. But Hashem doesn't have to give you schar. He's giving it to you off chesed. Hashem chosed, kata shalalem le'ish kamaseu. Hashem is doing chesed when he pays someone according to his deeds. It's not your deed that earns the reward. It's Hashem's chesed that gives you the reward. And more kasher to grasp, but let's go a bit further. We'll see. We'll come back to this. So the person deserves, he deserves the reward, but it's not because of him earning and deserving the reward. It's because Hashem has chesed. So Hashem decides to give him the reward in the world to come. So he brings here an interesting footnote. The Torah guarantees everybody, that if a person will do mitzvahs, he'll get schar in Olam Hazeh. That's guaranteed. There's no person who did a mitzvah in Olam Hazeh that's not gonna get schar in Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, that requires a special favor from Hashem. It brings us down from the Toiva Levavon. Don't know who that is. And he'll discuss this later. He'll build this idea later. Well, it's a big chiddush. I don't know, maybe you knew this, but it was a chiddush to me. I always understood you do the mitzvah, you get schar in Olam Haba. What happens in this world? There's certain things that you oichel perosayim Olam Hazeh, v'aschal Olam Haba. What's going on here? Rubisol Salanta, you know, you get too much pleasure in this world, you eat up your Olam Haba. Yaakov Avinu's worried because maybe he, you know, he achem did chesed for me, so he's used up his olam haba. What's going on here? The reason behind this, the reason behind, he comes to explain why it is that you don't deserve any scha in olam haba, really, even though you did all the good deeds. Kimaya maisa adam kachoy layam b'mispo. If this person had done as many mitzvahs and good deeds as there's grains of sand in the sea, not just on the beach, on the sea as well. A lot of mitzvahs, yeah? Untold, many, many. Lo ye shokul b'toiva achas min toiva sabayus barach alav b'olam hazeh. This is a theme that runs through the whole Chovos HaLevavos. All the mitzvahs you'll do, one per back Hashem for one of the chesonim he does for you. Even if your mitzvahs were as numerous as all the grains of sand in the sea, it won't be enough to pay back Hashem for one chesed he does for you. Wow. That's something with some of the measuring, the barometer are sort of beyond our grasp. Kol shekem im yelochet. Kol shekem if he did a sin. Vim yedakta keboirim adam. If Hashem would mamash be medakta, he judge a person between zaydas satayva. If he would demand from us a kara satayv for the good that he does for us, yelo maseyo nechad v'nishko, all your good deeds will disappear. One chesed Hashem did for you, yeah. If Hashem would demand a kara satayv for that, is not you're not going to live long enough to have a kara satayv even one chesed Hashem did for you. You can't do enough mitzvahs to pay back Hashem for one chesed he did for you. So we don't know what that means, but those are the words. For the smallest of the kindnesses Hashem did for us, never mind the big ones. So whatever person does receive from Hashem, it's going to be payment for his deeds. Because yeah, it's kulu from the chesed of Hashem because the mitzvahs you're doing can't even pay back Hashem for one thing that he did for you. You still want reward for the mitzvahs? You haven't paid back the chayv yet. You want the bank to start paying you interest on the money that you owe the bank. That's what you want. You owe the bank money. Yeah, and you, let's say you owe the bank $500,000. You put $20 into the bank, and now you want them to pay your reward on the $500,000. You want them to pay interest on the money you owe them. Therefore, the reward is not earned; it's a gift. It's a gift. Okay, so the first big kasha we have here is what about Naamah de Chasufa? The whole reason why Hashem created the world was in order to allow me to earn the reward, because He doesn't want me to get it for nothing. And I'm getting it for nothing because there's this problem here. So that's a kasha. That's a big kasha. I've never heard a proper answer to that. I've had this kasha many times. Big people I've heard ask this kasha, and I've never heard a proper answer to that. So that's something to plant and think about for a while. According to the Chovos HaLevavos, the whole story of Naamah de Chasufa, bread of shame, is irrelevant. It doesn't come into the picture. Because then today, all the scha you're getting on my bar, lo magielacha. So anyway, so what did you create the world for? He created the world in order for me to earn it. So I shouldn't feel that it's bread of shame. But yeah, I don't deserve it. It's a gift from Hashem, vaita.
But isn't it taloy? It's still taloy on the good deeds.
Yeah, but you're not getting the good deeds because all your deeds put together,
yeah,
leaves you with a fat overdraft. That's what he's saying. I know, the mod kasher.
But if you that's true, but at the same time, if you don't do the good deeds, so then you won't get to the chesed that he's doing for you.
No, because that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk. Where's this pasuk? Hashem chosed ki ata meshalem leish kemasehu. Yep.
Right. So basically,
he pays you for your deeds, but he's paying you for deeds as chesed, not because you deserve it.
It's true because you can't compare what he's giving you is much more than any good deed you could ever dream of doing.
Yeah.
He gives you the ability to do the good deed.
We'll see it. That we're going to see now. That's even less. That's even more reason why you shouldn't get paid. He's going to discuss that now.
But the mitzvah, you're not going to get paid.
That's the fifth reason. That's the fifth reason why Hashem doesn't describe reward and punishment in Olam Haba, because of that reason. We'll see. We're going to get to that now. Nachinami. The vote is all your good deeds doesn't add up to one thing that Hashem's done for you already, which means he's paid you for all your good deeds and you're still in debt. So why are you getting Schayin Olam Haba? Chesed from Hashem. Chesed from Hashem, kulu chesed. So in Achinami, the derech here, once again, I mean, it's muchrach, but it's not a teretz, but it's at least it's a kivun, is what you're saying is correct, Upshlok. Is that somehow the fact that I did the deeds, that did the maisa, I did the, even though it's paltry, even though it's minimal in terms of, but the fact that I did do something somehow takes away the nama de chesufa. That's what you have to say. Well, how that works and the details and to thresh that out is not so posh. But that seems to be the kivun.
Yeah.
It seems to be the kivun. You see, for example, not in this sugar, but in the sugar of Ishtadlis, where you see Elisha, for example, it was this week's of Torah, no? Elisha, for example, when he has to resurrect the dead there, the little boy that he, whatever. So he goes into the room, he closes the door, he davens to Hashem, right? And then what did he do? He lies on top of him, he puts his eyes on his eyes, his nose on his nose, his mouth on his mouth, the guy comes back to life. Elisha, what are you doing? Why are you lying on this kid? Well, what do you think? You're going to resurrect the, the kid's been dead for a long time. It wasn't like he just suddenly and you're doing mouth to mouth. This guy's been long dead, gone, the body's cold already. What are you lying on top of him for? Yeah, you get the question? And it wasn't because so that other people shouldn't think whatever, because he closed the door. He was alone there. He closed the door, said he locked himself in there. He was alone. So what are you doing? Who are you making ishtadlis for? So if this says for himself, in order to minimize the danger of gaiva, on his level, whatever that means, you're busy raising dead people and you have the schus to do, Hashem does miracles for you. You could start beginning with gaiva dick. So make some ishtadlis. But you think you can fool Elisha? Elisha thought he did anything? He knew he wasn't doing anything. So who's he fooling? Sometimes you have to do something like that. Sometimes you have to actually do something that has an impact. It has an effect. What is Moshe Rabbeinu going to lift his hand up and wave the rod over the sea or whatever? That's what split the sea. Nachshon Bananavdov jumped into the water. That's what split the sea. Hashem split the sea. Hashem did a miracle, split the sea. But Nachshon had to jump in, he had to do some kind of a maisa. Then Hashem acts. If you don't do something, Hashem won't act for you. And Achinami. Somehow that seems to be enough to take care of the problem. It could be that this is enough to take care of the problem of Naaman de Chesufa, but it's not posh. No, it's not so posh. I told you, this is a hard sugi. You have to go through this and work this and I don't ever. I'd love to see what Rav Miller has to say about this. I don't know. I'm kind of half moving. I don't know where anything is anymore. I'm a bit of a buzzled. I'll try and see if I can find Rav Avigdor Miller. It should be here somewhere. No, it's not here. I don't know where it is. No, it's not, I don't know. All right, whatever. I'll try and see. I'm interested to hear how he deals. I've never looked and see what he says about this. With Tesla, whatever. To see how. Well, it's a worrying thing. This. It's more odd worrying. It's more odd relief because Hashem promised us that if you'll do the deeds, Hashem's chesed will get you through. So we say mochon Hashem's chesed. We don't come to Hashem without deeds. We come to Hashem based on his chesed. You have to do the deeds for sure because Hashem told you to do the deeds. You've got to do them. But that's not why you're getting schar. And since you can't earn Olam Haba, Olam Haba has very little to do with you. That's why the Torah didn't mention it. That's what he says. Oh, mama, it's hard to deal with that. See, he brings out, I don't know if he did this last week, he brings out from Aaron Kotler, Zatzal. He approaches it like this. I just maybe go through it together, see. I don't know if he's going to answer all the questions, but it's an approach. He says like this, that the mitzvahs you do can't earn your reward because Hashem, because you already owe Hashem more than he can ever repay. The debt's too big. So since Hashem gave you life and the ability to function and to do mitzvahs and whatever, so it's understood, mamela, that you have to use the kelim that Hashem gave you to serve Him. That's partial. Otherwise, what did Hashem give it to you for? So you're not owed any reward or payment for properly using the gifts that Hashem gave you. When you buy your child a present and he uses the present properly, he doesn't get another present because he used the present properly. Using the present properly was the gift. He gave him a gift and he used it properly. Well done. So now you want a reward for that? I gave you the reward already. You've got the gift. So that's if you're doing the mitzvahs yourself. But if you take the initiative to teach Hashem's Torah to other people, so now you've gone beyond the expectation that Hashem had for you. There's an expectation. I gave you the following kalim in order to work for me. You're an Eved, and Hashem gives you tools. You use the tools. You use them correctly. You don't get reward for the gifts Hashem gave you because you use the gifts properly. But when I go and I go beyond the call of duty, and I teach others, and I'm involved in other things, so then the reward's warranted because I went beyond the call of duty. I don't have to do that. So that you get in Olam Haba because you're doing Hashem's work. So you find favor in Hashem's eyes, he says. So he grants you goodness, Olam Haba. Now Abraham Avinu, he brings a raya. He says, I love Hashem because it instructs his children and household after him to save God the way of Hashem. Doesn't say, I love Avraham because he's such a big tzaddik and he does all these wonderful mitzvahs and whatever. No, I love Hashem because he's making sure that other people are also doing my rotzon. So that's of Aaron's approach to that. And meaning, he's combined the two a little bit together. He's explained why, when you help other people to do mitzvahs, you get schaf olam haba, you deserve that. Is based on the fact of the second reason, because the second reason you don't deserve any reward because you're just using the kalim Hashem gave you properly, which we'll see is also the fifth reason. We're going to go into that now, Mr. Hashem. Okay, so the ktsat mukav, it's a bit difficult, and we have to come to clarity with this because just remember where we are. This is not a philosophical discussion about reward in Olam Haba. We're learning Hilchos Betochen. Yeah, we want to know how does a Baal Betochen relate to this aspect of the world of your Schein Olam Haba. If there's no Olam Haba, then what are we doing here? I'm not the Vilna Goyen who wants to do all the mitzvahs without getting any reward because, you know, he was whatever. I'm me. What keeps me going is that Bezrat Hashem, you know, just puts more in the bank and more in the bank, and then I'm waiting for all this pleasure and schal. Bezrat Hashem, we zoichet to that. Well, that's what keeps us going, the anticipation of the good that you're going to get. Not doing it because you want it, but that's my real. You know, my real is you know, if I don't get reward, I may not get out of bed in the morning. Maybe the fear of the punishment or whatever. We'll see. So it's important to know, as a Baal Betochen, if we're working on Betochen, we're not Baal Betochen. In our world, how does this affect us? Okay, so he brings the fourth reason, Umihem. It's actually, it ties into what we've just done. Let's see. Ki ha-maisa ha-tov mitchalek l'shnei chalokim. The good deeds that a person does can be divided into two categories. Now he's focusing on the good deeds and the reward. We'll see the same applies to the opposite, to the bad deeds and the opposite of reward. Mimenu nista ein mashki falav zula saboire. Some good deeds are hidden. No one can see them except Hashem. The things that a person does, the mitzvahs that he does in his mind, in his heart. There's also some good deeds that a person, you can see that he's doing them. He does them with his limbs, and they're not concealed. They're not hidden from anybody else. These are the mitzvahs you see on the limbs. Sorry, this isn't the one I thought he was going to do. 1 second, when does he discuss? Okay. Where did I just see that whole discussion here about? Don't know. Okay, let's go right in 5 and I'll come back. I have to look and see what's going on here. I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering something we did before. Okay, I don't know. Sorry. I have to look at this again. But anyway, let's go Vayitein 5. Apologize. It's been happening to me the whole day, by the way. I spent 2 hours in Gemara Shia this morning coming out with like absolute no clarity. And this afternoon, I sat in 5 minutes. I worked out exactly what was going on. But this morning, I just couldn't. You have days like that, you know. I think I know where this, what I was talking about actually came before. Okay, we'll see. Metz Hashem, I'll try and put it together by next week. Okay, so there's two types of mitzvahs. Those that are hidden that nobody else can see, and there's things that people can see. The mitzvah that a person does that can be seen in this world, Hashem pays him for the reward in this world. So you can see the reward's visible to everybody. Same as the mitzvah is visible to everybody. The things he did that were hidden, that nobody else knew about, the hidden mitzvahs. So that he pays him in a hidden world. That's called Alam Haba. It means lulav and esrog, that people saw you doing lulav and esrog, so that you don't get paid for that in that world. That's you get rewarded in this world. There's a mother of Allah. What's he talking about? What's he talking about? The only mitzvahs that I get rewarded in Lama Ba is the mitzvahs that nobody saw. So just stay at home the whole day and say Tehillim, or just stay at home the whole day and do mitzvahs that nobody can see. Don't go to shul to do lulav. Do lulav at home. Don't daven in a minyan. Daven at home because they're not getting. How do you understand this?
Are you reading, Rabbi? Sorry, I have lost.
Now, you have to understand, obviously, that the revealed mitzvah also has two parts to it. There's a physical goof mitzvah that you do. That doesn't deserve reward in Olam Haba because it was done by a piece of goof, a piece of meat. There's another aspect to the mitzvah, which is the kavana, the learning, the preparation, the ruchniastik that gets injected into the mitzvah. That's hidden. No one can see that. Two people are standing and shaking lulav. They look exactly the same. The one guy's lulav's taking him into Olam Haba, the other guy's not. Because the one lulav is connected and injected with ruchnias. So for the physical maaseh that he did, he'll get reward in this world. But for all the hidden aspects that he did in terms of that mitzvah, the kavanas and the he gets reward in Olam Haba, for sure. It means everything in the mitzvah is going to get rewarded in its correct place. It doesn't mean if you did the mitzvah and somebody saw you doing the mitzvah, you don't get Olam Haba for that mitzvah. You'll get Olam Haba for everything that deserves to be in Olam Haba, the ruchniastik aspects of the mitzvah, but the physical aspect of the mitzvah, you can't expect that to have reward in the spiritual world. That's why the intentions and the mitzvah stick is kavana. Without kavana, you didn't do the mitzvah. I mean, the goof did the mitzvah, and the goof will get some kind of reward in this world. But the ikar reward in Olam Haba is going to come from the mitzvah stick is kavana, minimum kavana, in order to get it into Olam Haba. David HaMelech speaks about this. He says, "Ma kakomo shenema ma rav tufcha shetzafont l'reyecho." How much? How good is the goodness? Whatever. How much? How good? Ma rav. Sorry, ma rav tufcha. How great is the goodness that you've hidden away from those who fear you? Call Schan Olam Haba the good that you've hidden away. Because it's granted for the hidden mitzvahs. Because it's for those who fear you. Firus Hashem is hidden. It's not something you do with your goof. Firus Hashem is something you do in the inner world. That's how you learn Sprutin, that possible. The same with regarding reward, you see klape punishment. Revealed averas and hidden averas. You do open sins in this world, you get punished in this world. The hidden sins and whatever, you get paid for in Olam Haba. That's a klal he's put down. Things that are hidden, you get paid hidden. Things that are revealed, you get paid revealed. When it comes to mitzvahs, the hidden things get you into Olam Haba. When it comes to oinesh, the hidden things get you into trouble. And that brings a raya. V'arayalze. Ki okel yis'ale orav la'amoy ala voida haniris alevori. Hashem promised us that the mitzvahs we do visibly, Gemul nira mahar balamazeh, maher balamazeh. He'll give us reward quickly in this world. Vuhu hamafayrash b'pashas im b'chukaisai. That's in b'chukaisai. B'pashas im b'chukaisai. V'chein orav lehem ala vayres haniroiz hagluyoiz. And in the Tachocha there, he says, later on there in b'chukaisai, he promises that for the explicit averas, the ones that people can see, oinesh nira mahar ba'olam hazeh, the punishment will come soon in this world. But the hidden mitzvahs and the hidden averas, that's not discussed in Bukhu Kaisa whatsoever. That's a well-known klal. All the brochas and klalos in Olam Haba of Bukhu Kaisa are coming as natural repercussions of the things we do down in this world, but that's only the physical aspects. The hidden aspects are not mentioned bichlal in Bukhu Kaisa. Bukhu Kaisa is only talking about the natural world, mamash natural world. The Midrash says if the goyim understood that Bukhu Kaisa, they would appoint two goyim with big sticks over every Jew to be omel b'toira, because all the problems in the world, the pollution and all the stuff in the world, is because we're not omel b'toira. That's this world. It's nearer. The scha and the oinish in Olam Haba, that's for the hidden aspects that you can't see. Lefishain lamona am elama shenira me'amaisim lo ma'ashenista. Because the hamoinam, people are only aware, they're only in touch with what happens revealed. They don't know what's going on in the hidden world. That's the pasuk we'll see now. He's going to bring it. V'hu ma she'omo, hanistoros la'shem elokeinu, v'anigla islanu, ulelabeinu, adoilam. The hidden things belong to Hashem. The revealed things, that's for us. V'amar akosuv, v'ima'alem yalimu ama aretz, esenayim mina ishahu. That's talking about the Moilach, when the father brings up the child to the Moilach. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if the people of the land, they turn their eyes away from that man when he gives when he brings his child to the Moilach, and they don't put him to death, it means they ignore what he did. V'samti ani esponai b'ishahu b'mishpachtoi. Then I'll take care of it, Hashem says. I'll pay attention to this man and his family, and I'll cut them off. And anybody who goes off to the Moilach, I'll take care of them, Hashem says. That means the responsibility of the community is only to the things you can see. That's revealed. The Moilach is revealed. You see a person bring up his child to the Moilach, you're supposed to do something about it. But the avoiders and the averas that a person does in the inner recesses of his mind, his heart, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, for only he knows what's going on in a person's mind and heart. So that's the fifth reason why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. The word for Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. Al kein aniach haseifa perush gmul Olam Haba. Therefore, the Torah Since the public has no knowledge of the good deeds and the sins that are done in private, and that's all that's shaykh to Olam Haba, that's in Hashem's world only. Only He knows what's going on. So therefore, the Sefer Torah doesn't discuss the reward and punishment of Olam Haba because it's not shaykh to us bichlal. What's shaykh to us is the things that are revealed and that you get reward in this world. And that's what the Pasuk says. If you'll do this and this, you'll get rain, you'll get this, you'll get all the reward in this world, but you won't get rain in Olam Haba. You get rain, yeah. Ah, what about the reward in Olam Haba for all? Those are hidden things that Hashem deals with. None of your business. You don't need to have that in the Torah. Kli Yaka that I believe, I haven't seen it for a long time. I have to look at it again. But there's a Kli Yaka that asked the Kasha in Shema. How come all the rewards that Shema brings are all rewards in Olam Hazeh? What about Olam Haba? So he answers, the one Teretz there, he says that all those rewards are in Olam Haba, and he shows what they mean. That it's only talking about Olam Haba, which is Cholek on the Chovos HaLevavos, big time. He's a Rishon, he can argue with Chovos HaLevavos. I'm just saying, there's a big sugya, it's not Koshut at all. But this is what the Chovos HaLevavos holds. Therefore, a person has to know that the things he does in a revealed way gets reward in this world. The hidden things or whatever, we have to see the law. You need somebody who, I'm going to tell you what's written in front of me, what the Chovos HaLevavos says. You need somebody who knows this stuff much better than me to tell you what the ramifications are, how we paskin, or what you do with this information. As somebody who has betochen, what's happened to my betochen? Everything's just gone out the window here. It's a little bit more confusing. Okay, we never promised to understand everything in the Chovos HaLevavos the first time. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll do that. Next week, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have a look at the sixth reason. But I want to go back. There was another thing that we missed here completely, which I have to deal with. I can't remember where it is. All right. Another time, another place.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Questions, comments, whatever. Not too clear how we managed to get through anything tonight, but I hope it's got some value. The sugya is more kashe, lo posh bichlal. Yeah, this is hard. This is not like Ben Seira Moira, you know, that you can just wing it. You know, this you actually have to get it done. You know, proper Masairas, yeah. All right. Usaida, have a good night, Rabbi. I'll see you tomorrow.
Call to.
Take care.
Rabbi as well.